This is Radio 4 with the afternoon play, which is An Englishman's Home by Ray Ball.
And the moon talks and flies. And the moon. Hey! What have we here?
I thought I'd pop these in the window, Colin.
Oh, very nice cap. Very nice indeed, that.
Does that look all right?
A lovely finishing touch.
I just thought some flowers might set the bluebird off a bit, Colin. Add a bit of colour. You know what I say. A caravan without colour is like
a queen without a crown. Or a king without a castle, eh? They will be all right. I mean, they will last until Saturday afternoon, Cap.
I'm sure they will, Colin.
Because there's nothing worse than, well, you know, a near miss, a flower, just a day or so, O-T-T.
O-T-T, Colin?
Over the top, Cap.
They're plastic, Colin.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, Cat. You know, it's little things like that that can make all the difference.
And I thought we might have some of our more prestigious rosettes in the side windows, Colin.
With a Happy Tourist Club trophy front centre. Oh, I like it, Cap. I like it.
Brenton's quite a long way, isn't it?
Oh, no. According to my records, Cat, Bacup, Beverly, Fletchley, here we are. Brenton, 1981. 134 miles, bracket, allow 3.5 hours with toilet stop, close bracket. Mm. Okay?
I seem to remember quite a nice size.
Oh, yes, indeed, Kath, yes, indeed. Occupancy 88%, very good for me, that. Facilities, it's a 4-star. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. Hot water showers, 2 minutes and 28 seconds for a 5 pence piece.
Very economical, Colin.
Oh, say. Oh, shop. Disappointing.
Really?
Mm. Oh. Luncheon meat on display 3 days after sell-by date. Mm. Mm. Of course, with our built-in freezer facility, that won't affect us, Cap, but it's something to check for the feasibility survey.
Mm. Colin?
Hmm?
With the warmer weather now...
Yes, Cap?
I wonder whether it might be time to introduce our new facility?
Our new outdoor facility.
Yes?
Well, I say yes.
Oh.
A very opportune time to bring it into play.
Play our jokery, Colin.
Why not, Cap?
Of course, I've had to practice. Laid it all out twice.
I'm sure you have, Cap. Sure you have. Oh, yes, you can't beat one or two dummy runs before you actually get on site. What a team, Cap. What a
team.
Angela!
Hello, Dad.
Love, why didn't you say?
I got a lift. We weren't expecting you until next week.
We're boycotting lectures because of the cuts, so...
It's a lovely surprise, Angela. What do you think of the bluebird, eh? Not half, eh?
Absolutely.
And you'll be able to come with us.
With you?
Like old times, Angela.
There's a meet tomorrow.
For the weekend. Here we go.
The work to do, Dad.
Well, you can bring all your books with you, can't you, Cat?
Yes.
There's my DIY library facility. We've never really put that to the test.
How long are you back for, love?
Just over a week, Mum. Then it's exams.
Oh, We've got our very own examination this weekend.
What? Mm. For the trophy? You remember the Happy Tourist Club trophy, Angela?
Oh, she ought to. It's sitting on the mantelpiece. Go on, let's go in. Oh. Of course, it'll mean an early start in the morning.
Uncle Barney and Auntie Veronica will be there too, Angela. They'll be pleased to see you.
You know, Angela, your mother and me, when we're out with a caravan, it's like all normal life ceases altogether.
That was an Open University programme for the third level course in philosophy, logic and counter-logic.
Hold your horses!
Steve, I've been out here for the past 20 minutes.
I didn't hear you.
You were glued to that telly again.
Oh, what makes you think that?
I could see it through the curtains.
Mm. Of course, it doesn't necessarily follow that I was watching it, Steve.
You what?
Though you could try to support your premise that I was watching television by disproving its negation.
I give up.
Don't. Start by saying what I wasn't doing.
Well, you weren't opening the bloody door.
Good. Now then.
Or picking your mail up. What's this fancy envelope?
Did you know that Frager died, believing his whole life's work to have been a failure?
Join the club. Can I open it?
The trouble with the OU on the telly is just as we get to the best bits, I keep running out of 50p's.
It's in Crawshaw's leisure.
Life is like a pay-as-you-watch television. Discuss.
Hey!
It pays your money.
He won a competition. A national competition.
Competition?
First prize.
Paris.
It doesn't say anything about Paris.
It was a week in Paris for two. I even said I'd take you if I won, remember?
The dream of a lifetime. The brand new Bluebird Mark V.
The what?
The Bluebird Mark V.
Oh?
It's a caravan.
What? Let's have a look. The Bluebird Mark V will be officially unveiled to the public on Friday, April the 23rd. We have arranged that you collect your star prize, the very first model of its kind, from Earl's Court Exhibition Centre at 12 noon.
When's that?
The 23rd.
That's tomorrow.
What?
Brian, it's the 23rd tomorrow.
Friday, April the 23rd. Well, that's pushing it a bit.
It's pulling it, you've got to worry about.
Oh, why?
Because, Brian, you haven't got a car, remember?
No bother, Steve.
No bother.
I'll borrow yours.
Mine?
Just for the day.
You must be joking.
Oh, straight there and back.
That's a 600-mile round trip. With a bloody caravan in tow.
Nice and steady.
It's got a job to pull itself.
Harry Foster's got a tow bar, hasn't he?
Look, Brian. That old Cortina hasn't done more than 20 miles on a run all year.
Of course, when I sell it, Steve, then we'll have the money for our very own Paris trip, eh?
But it'll never do it, Brian.
I'll need to set off bright and early, though, won't I? First thing.
It's fast approaching 5 o'clock, and time to go over for our early morning news bulletin.
Synchronised watches. All aboard.
You didn't forget the trophy, Colin.
It's a private place, just where we said. No one can miss it.
I gave it a good polish last night.
You needn't have bothered, Cap.
No, Colin.
You could have done it when we bring it back on Sunday. It's not as though it's going anywhere, eh? Why are we whispering?
Because Angela's gone straight back to sleep. See?
Right. Here we go. How long did I say?
3.5 hours, Dad, with the toilet stopped.
Oh, Angela, love, too excited to sleep, aren't we? Oh, just the same last night. I didn't get a wink. Raring to go, I was raring.
We're waking all the neighbours, Brian.
It's your bloody car that won't start.
It's just a minute.
Right. I'll see you in the club tonight, Steve. And get them lined up. We'll have a right celebration.
I'll believe it when I see it, Brian.
You just keep thinking about Paris. And don't worry.
600 miles. With a caravan.
Easy. Hey, there's not a lot of petrol in here, is there?
You what?
Gentlemen, as Mr. and Mrs. Harvey leave the stage with the runners-up prize of the holiday in Paris, as you can't beat Paris in springtime, don't they say? Well, it's the moment of a lifetime for a young man who's travelled all the way from Paris. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the first prize, courtesy of Crawshaw's Leisure, the total concept of caravanning luxury, the wonderful Bluebird Mark V, Mr. Brian Walker. Please step forward and collect the game. Now, along with the Mark V, Brian wins automatic membership of the Happy Tourist Club for the next 4 years. And here he is! Congratulations, Brian! Now, come on, that's smart.
I can see you've done that before, Cal.
Wait until the gas gets going nicely, Colin. The charcoal effect's ever so realistic.
I don't doubt it, Cap.
And they say it's even better in the dark.
Oh, it's good to have got here before the crush, eh? And nice to have the pole position. Yes. There are lots of the old enemy here, Cap. And some new faces. In fact, I might just have a little walk around, sort of meet the opposition.
All right, love.
There's a vanguard down the bottom end, a twin-axle job. That might be worth checking out.
And an adventurer, a blue one, pulled in about 5 minutes ago, Colin.
I missed that. Oh, yes, I see. An E-light, eh? Yeah, looks like the old model, though.
It's early days yet, Colin.
Very true, Cap, very true. And you never know what Barney's going to have up his sleeve, either. You remember when he sprang the inflatable B-Day on us?
Wasn't that Glossop, 1976?
Case of being caught with our trousers down, if ever there was one.
It wasn't as though it worked, Colin.
If the judging panel had turned up 5 minutes later, all that he'd seen was a mess of writhing plastic all over Barney's bathroom facility.
That B-Day cost us the trophy, Colin.
You're right there, Cap. Still, you've got to hand it to Barney sometimes.
Of course, now we have the barbecue facility.
Oh, ah, well, that can make all the difference. Oh, yes, indeedy.
Ought I to be putting a few sausages on, Colin?
Oh, yeah, I think you should, Kat, yes. Get the barbecue facility straight into play. Mm. I mean, there's a considerable investment.
We mustn't forget to save a place for Barney.
Second place, eh, Kat? Or how about just downwind from the barbecue facility?
You are whipping, Colin.
Hey, Reggie, I see you've still got the old cruiser. They built those to last, didn't they?
It's lovely out here, you know, Angela. What's that?
It's a CND poster, Mother. I'm putting it in the window.
Do you think it goes with the flowers, Angela? Your father likes to put a few of our winning rosettes there. It's the psychological effect it has on the judges.
There.
As long as it doesn't distract, Angela. You know what your father's like.
Are those the showers?
Oh, that's right, love. And very good value they are too, Angela.
Right. I'll try them.
More than 2 minutes, I think your father said, for 5p.
I was hoping to get to Barrow, officer.
You're lucky to have got as far as this, lad.
What? It's just got a bit hot.
Aye, lad. I can see that. Get off the motorway, eh? Take the next turn off. And on the left, there's a caravan site for you. It's only about 2 miles altogether. You might just make that.
Mm, thanks, officer.
I tell you what, I'll keep you company, shall I? Just in case.
This way, gentlemen. Here she is, the love of my life. And that's my wife, Kat. Kath, this is Harry and Roger.
Hello.
How do you do?
Harry and Roger are parked at the bottom, Kath. It's their first time here at Brenton.
I'm sure you'll like it. The showers are very economical.
So, Colin was saying.
I tell you what, Kath, how about rustling up a hot dog apiece?
No, thanks, really, Colin.
Not for me, thank you. Dinner, you know.
Just a little one, then. How do we like our sausage? Medium, okay?
Of course, I shouldn't really say this, but I've always regarded the Mark IV, the Bluebird Mark IV, as the, the Rolls-Royce of the caravan circuit. Don't you agree? Especially if you include the range of optional extras, brass handles inside, sculptured furniture moulding, 12-volt awning light. Wouldn't you say?
Very, very nice, Harry.
The Bluebird has always been a favourite of mine.
And the Mark IV is just the height of sophistication. Hence the trophy in the window. I have to say, we've done rather well at the weekend meets.
Colin would do rather well at Greenham Common, eh, Harry?
Absolutely, Roger. Yes, I see that you've declared the Mark IV a nuclear-free zone, Colin.
That'll be Angela, my daughter. At university, you know, youthful idealism. they'll be wanting to free the ITV7 next day.
I shouldn't think the Happy Tourers Club would be very happy about being infiltrated by Trotskyites, Harry.
Trotskyites?
Did you fully complete the questionnaire, Colin? Clubs? Societies? Political affiliation?
Cass, are the sausages ready?
2 minutes.
It's very, very current, the Mark IV, don't you think, gentlemen?
I thought I read somewhere. Isn't there a new Bluebird out, Roger?
Mark V?
I thought so. Colin?
Yes. Though you are jumping the gun a little, Harry. There is about to be, actually. It's to be launched on the 23rd.
Well, that's today.
Good heavens, so it is.
What? did you hear that, Kat?
Coming!
Yes, that trophy's cost us a small fortune in polish over the years.
Here we are. Roger, Harry. One for you, Colin.
Oh, beautiful. Roger here. Got a Conqueror car.
Oh. Mm,
the 1981 model. Very nice it is, too.
Very nice.
For the part-time enthusiast, of course.
And Harry?
No, Harry's got a Bluebird like ours.
Like ours, Colin?
Well, the Mark II. Without the automatic reverse and wide-tired jockey wheel.
Oh.
No water pump, automatically operated by micro-switch taps. Oh. Or attractively gilt-framed battery clock.
No stainless steel hot plate grill trainer and sink unit.
No, or insect mesh on the skylight car.
No, well, we weren't thinking of going to the jungles of Brazil, Colin.
Very good. Of course, it's a very adequate model, Harry. And the beauty of the Conqueror, Roger, although you have to admit a trifle outdated, is that it's a very sensible caravan.
Yeah.
What the... Isn't that one of the new Bluebirds, Harry?
It looks very much like it, Roger. It's field of tells in here.
No, I don't believe it. It can't be. From the way people are reacting, Colin, it's either the Mark V or the Princess of Wales, eh, Harry?
Driving an old Cortina, Roger.
Oh, can't!
What the hell's going on? Where are they all calling from?
Look out!
Hey! What do they want? I'm getting out of here.
Thank you! Out of the lockout, you daft...
This way, sir.
What?
Just follow me.
Oh, no, I'm not stopping. I'm on the...
Clear the way, will you? Not too close there, if you don't mind. Mind your back, everybody. Don't touch. Right. Hold it, sir. Left hand down a little.
Will you clear off?
Straight up. Oh, hold it there. Block the wheels off, Cap. I'll see to this last.
Sorry about all the fuss, Mr.
Walker. Brian Walker.
Mr. Walker, but look at it from their point of view. It's not every day you come face to face with a Bluebird Mark V. It's a great privilege for us all.
Hot dog, Mr.
Walker, Cap.
Oh, well, thanks.
Luckily, we have the barbecue facility on the go, eh?
Oh, yes, indeed, Cap. And so good of Mr. Walker to honour our humble meet here. Hey, what a beauty. I suppose you've gone for all the optionals, eh?
Well, yeah, of course you have.
No, I'm not. No, you see...
No, you'll be wanting to bed her down for the night, then. Now, Mr. Walker, if you want to do that all by yourself, then Kath and I will understand. No offence taken. Some people can be very touchy about their caravans, and especially if they're hot off the production line, eh, Mr. Walker? though, personally, Brian... I never refuse genuine offers of help, particularly when many hands, eh? Experienced hands, that is. You know what I mean, Brian?
I'm sure Mr. Walker's not a beginner himself, Colin.
Well, clearly not, Kat. Any man with a brand new Bluebird has done his homework, eh, Brian? At the same time, if there was anything at all...
Well, I could do with making a telephone call.
Telephone, Colin.
The telephone facility is behind the bar in the club room, right over there, Brian.
Thanks very much.
Is there anything we can be doing, Mr. Walker, while you're engaged? Get things on the boil?
Oh, I don't know.
No, of course not. I understand, Mr. Walker. Brand new...
Oh, if you want to have a look around, catch.
If you want to have a look around, Cap, did you hear that?
Well, the very least we can do is...
Bed him down for the night.
And fix the gas and water for him.
Oh.
Side repeater flashes. Integral bottle box, yes. Accessible mains unit. Oh, it's very, very nicely put together, Cap. Oh, very impressive.
We go inside, Colin.
Inside.
It's burning!
Don't leave this to me, Cat. Ah, hello, Barney.
I thought you were going to save us a pinch, but Colin...
Cooey, Veronica. There's so much to do.
It's pretty nearly full up now, Colin.
Hey, I'm sorry, Barney. Look, there's a place in the far corner there. Let's see, handy for the shop.
Isn't that the new Bluebird, Barney?
The Mark V, Veronica. So it is.
What? Oh, yes, it is, actually. there's been a bit of a fuss already, so he, well, he's asked me to just keep an eye on things for him.
Very nice bit of caravan by the look of it.
Mm. Who's Mark V, did you say it was, Colin?
The young man, Veronica, by himself for the weekend. Not a face we've seen before.
Well, a lively contender for the trophy there, eh, Colin?
Yes, the new bluebird will certainly take all the beating, Veronica.
Perhaps Barney and Veronica would like to join us at the barbecue this evening, Colin.
Oh, yes. And sample the delights of our new outdoor cooking facility. What do you say, Barney?
Actually, Colin, Veronica was going to organise our
own. We should be delighted, Colin. I think, Barney, we might keep our natural charcoal-fueled barbecue with rotating battery-operated spit and griddle under wraps this week. After all, Kath, there's no point showing all your cards, is there? Especially when there's a Mark V around, eh?
Colin?
Around 7, then, Barney. Okay?
Fine by me, Colin. See you.
Yeah.
Colin.
Stay back, Kath. Back. Now, wait over there. This is one small step for man, but...
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on a site.
A building site?
A caravan site, Steve.
You what?
Look, that's what I'm ringing about. You see, I'll not make it back tonight.
Hey, why not, Brian?
Because it's a bloody long way, mate, that's why. I've had to stop.
You've knackered my car up, haven't you, Brian? That's it.
No, honest, Steve, it's all right. It's just... Well, it got a bit hot. And this copper spotted me, but it's nothing.
So when will you be back?
First thing in the morning. No bother.
Well, you'd better be, Brian.
No bother, Steve. Listen, do you know where they keep the beds in these caravans?
How the bloody hell should I know?
Well, I can't work it out at all.
You can always sleep in the back of the car, Brian.
Ah, yeah, that'd look good, wouldn't it? Here I am with the total concept of caravan in luxury, and I'm crashed out in the back seat of a clapped-out Cortina. Steve. Steve! Oh... Give us another pint, mate.
Yes, yes, of course, dear. So, you're the one they're all talking about.
What?
Oh, the site's buzzing. I've never seen them all so up. You see what I mean?
I think the caravan's a bit special. Oh, cheers.
Cheers. What sort of caravan is it?
A bluebird.
A bluebird?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Actually, though, I'm a bit of a landlubber myself. I don't know the first thing about them.
Me neither. Funny things, caravans.
Mm.
And their owners, if the last half hour's anything to go by.
Yes, you're absolutely right, you know.
But you say they're not always like this.
Well, perhaps not quite so. How can I put it? Up.
I've just popped a few flowers in the window for him, Colin.
Oh, it's perfect, Kath. Sheer poetry, like an epic love sonnet. Should I compare these...
What are you doing with that caravan?
Angela, that caravan just happens to be a bluebird Mark V.
We're helping Mr. Walker to settle in.
To settle in his new bluebird.
Mr. Walker? He's gone to make a telephone call. Not the police, I hope. Mr. Walker gave us the keys, Angela.
He's got everything. A multi-directional roof light in washroom and kitchen... Deluxe flued heater with ducted blown air.
A 2.5 cubic feet fridge facility. Lined and pinch-pleated curtains.
Sun-dimmed acrylic double glazing with incorporated ventilator settings.
And a 3-burner ceramic hot plate with double oven. But no telephone.
No. Now, how about that, Kath? Our Angela spotted the chink in the new bluebird's fancy armour. Of course, there's no doubt that they could have included a telephone facility. Costly, though. I suppose they're more likely to offer it as an optional.
Your father thinks he'll walk off with the trophy, Angela. Angela? I can't bear to watch grown men cry, Mother.
And do you know what, Cap?
Colin.
You know, I don't think I'll mind being beaten fair and square.
Oh, Colin.
In fact, Cap, well, it'll be almost a privilege. It's special, love.
You don't think, with some of our little extras, Colin, we could just...
Oh, we could invent patio doors and put a jacuzzi in, love, but we still have to settle the second best.
Hey, there might even be a jacuzzi in there somewhere.
Oh, Mr. Walker. I hope you don't mind. We just precipitated your return a little.
Yeah, Kath sorted the water out for you. Mm. The gas is coupled off and I've given her a bit of a hose down.
And balanced her for you.
I don't suppose you've made the bed, have you?
No, we were only trying to help, Mr. Walker.
Oh, no, it's much appreciated. Mr...
Oh, sorry, Bentley. Oh. Colin Bentley. And this is Kath, my wife.
Hello, Mr. Walker.
Well, what do you make of it then, Brian?
But she makes a very nice hot dog, Colin.
A real beauty, eh? In years ahead of her time. A masterpiece of design and construction.
Oh, you're a very lucky man.
Perhaps Brian would like to join us at the barbecue facility tonight, Colin.
Oh, of course. That's what it's all about, eh, Brian? Lovely way to get to know one another. Shall we say 7 o'clock? Good lad. That's settled, then.
Who is it?
Oh, it's only me, Brian. The barbecue facility's in full swing now, so if you'd like to join us...
Oh, right you are.
Just a few friends, Brian, nothing formal.
Come on, let me introduce everyone, Brian. This is Barney, Barney Webster, an old campaigner on the caravan front.
Pleased to meet you. Mine's the adventure de luxe in the far corner, Brian. Easily distinguishable by the rubber torsion suspension, anodized aluminium mouldings with full awning channel and skirt rail on both sides. Now, stroll over, have a deco sometime.
Thanks. And this is Veronica, Barney's wife.
So pleased to meet you, Brian. This is Christopher. My son.
I'm with the Hereford.
The Building Society, Brian. And you?
Department of Employment.
You know, Brian, Christopher arrived right at the time we got our first dolphin, didn't he, Barney?
It was neck and neck which came first. We've been thinking about the dolphin for ages. The single axle with tip-up vanity basin and toilet compartment. Anyway, in the end, we just went out and did it.
Then, would you believe it, Christopher arrived... Oh, now I've embarrassed him.
Give over, ma'am.
Mummy, Christopher.
Of course, when we got to Angela, we already had a second-hand corniche with a built-in cot facility. Believe me, Brian, there is something to be said for family planning in caravans.
Oh, I'm sure it's all important, Colin.
Yeah, time, I think, to crack the bubbly. You look after Brian, Barney, will you?
Well, the Mark V, certainly. Very impressive, Brian. Any teething problems?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Webster, I think the bed's going to take a bit of getting used to.
Oh, very individual things, beds, Brian. Take double space.
I always say, with beds, Brian, you've got to stamp your personality on them. It's all a question of compatibility.
Like a marriage, Veronica.
Like people. With some, the chemistry works. Just like that. I'm sure you find that, Brian.
Here we are. Right, now, grab a glass, everyone. Yes. Christopher's gone to rouse Angela, I think. Actually, Brian, the bubbly is elderberry. It's my Pulselli 81. You're a marvellous sight, Pulselli. Hey, Barney, you know, every facility you could wish for, and the field next door was a mass of elderberries.
What?
We filled the built-in wall lockers with them, even packed some round the spare wheel. Oh, cheers, then. Everybody got one?
Yeah.
Right. What is it they used to say? Oh, yeah. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's caravan. Well, that's all very well, but in those days they didn't have Bluebird Mark V's coming and parking slap bang next door, eh? Anyway, I'd like to propose a toast to Mr. Brian Walker and the Bluebird Mark V.
To Brian Walker
and the Bluebird Mark V.
Very good. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I think it's high time Kath started dishing out from behind that new barbecue facility.
2 minutes.
Come over here, Barney. Just feast your eyes on this. It's sophistication itself.
I hope I can rely on you to show me the works, Brian.
Mrs. Webster?
A guided tour, at very least. And call me Veronica.
We can go and join Colin and Mr. Webster now, Veronica.
Not now, Brian. There's bound to be a more appropriate time when things are a little more relaxed, eh?
Which university, Angela?
Essex.
I'm at the Hereford, the Building Society, with a half-day release for fiscal studies. It's fantastic. What do you do?
Philosophy.
There's just something about building societies. I have to say, Angela, since I joined the Hereford, my whole attitude to mobile homes, that's what we call them, has, Well, I mean, I see them in rather a different light now. Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't like caravans anymore?
Not that. Well, not as such.
But you used to be such an enthusiast, Christopher.
This, Brian, is my daughter, Angela. Angela, meet Brian Walker, and the Bluebird Mark V.
We sound like a pop group.
Brian's with the Department of Employment, and Angie's a student of...
philosophy, Brian. Come and get it!
Come on, Christopher, we don't need asking twice, eh? Hey.
Right. So you're a philosopher, Angela?
It's Angie.
Are you a regular...
Do I come here often? No.
Well, me neither.
I rather got the impression you were an experienced club member.
I don't know where they got that from.
Appearances?
I'm clueless. A caravanning catastrophe.
Aren't some people born in caravans? Others... what is it?
And some have Mark V Bluebirds thrust upon them. I can't believe this place. Oh, and I'm not with the Department of Employment, but I do go down there once a fortnight. I'm a brickie, really.
And you're resting?
Yeah, between bricks, I suppose.
Oh.
Now, there's not a lot of building going on in Barrow now, and philosophers are ten a penny.
Huh?
Oh, yes, it's true. You can see them up there, standing round the street corners, philosophising. Sometimes they're by themselves, sometimes in groups of three or four, heads bowed closely together. And sometimes, maybe, the younger ones, kicking a ball about while they chew over Kierkegaard and Heidegger.
Existentialists.
Redundant shipbuilders. And school leavers. Stoic.
Yeah, but... Kierkegaard. Heidegger. Brian, how do you know all about...
The OU on the telly. Yeah, I'm pretty genned up on the various schools of thought, you know.
Perhaps we ought to put our heads together, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Over a drink in the club tonight?
Everyone will be in the club tonight.
Maybe we could slip away.
You don't understand. It's compulsory.
Oh, not for me, surely.
Especially for you. What you don't realise, Mr. Walker, is that you are the star of this weekend.
Oh.
That could turn out to be quite a responsibility on such a young pair of shoulders.
I've carried my fair share of hodge, you know, Angie.
Everyone, that's the Happy Touring Club Mastermind quiz on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Back to the team, ladies and gentlemen. And Barney Webster will kick off with a colour slideshow of his caravan tour of Brittany. It's down in the programme as Towing and Throwing.
Thank you.
Now, I know for a fact that Barney intends to back it up with some very useful data on crossing the channel in a caravan.
Yes,
or crossing the channel with a caravan. So even if you have seen the slides before, I'm sure you'll find it most informative. Ladies and gentlemen, before Barney takes the stage, can I just ask you to put your hands together and give a very special welcome to a young man who's already given a tremendous spirit to our HTC meet, almost before it started. Ladies and gentlemen, the historic moment when... And here, I'd like him to stand up. Stand up, if he would. The moment when Brian Walker eats his new Bluebird through the gates and onto our site will... live with me for a very long time. So, Brian, if you don't mind, Brian, would you be upstanding?
What you get, Brian?
Oh, well, I'm not sure.
Barney, don't be shy, Brian. People are waiting.
Just come along. Ah, that's the way, Brian. And what's more, ladies and gentlemen, from what Brian told me himself, he had a police escort from the motorway. I know how you get. We all feel it already. And how much we'd like to show our appreciation.
Nice one, Brian. Brian!
Over here!
You made it.
Brian?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here?
Aren't we all in search of truth? Beauty?
You know what I mean. So the story so far. An unemployed brickie, philosopher and OU freak turns up out of the blue at a Happy Tourers Club weekend meet. The Bluebird puzzles me.
Mm, and me.
You say you went to London to collect it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And you're definitely not delivering it?
Nope. It's mine, all right. The very first Mark V off the Bluebird production line. Presented to Brian Walker at Earls Court Exhibition Centre, courtesy of Crawshaw's Leisure, experts on mobile homes, holidays, sporting.
You find it in a competition?
Yeah, I was after a week or two in Paris.
Oh!
I got a bit more than I bargained for.
It's only a couple of days, Brian.
It's only till the morning.
Oh?
Well, I've got to get back to Barrow. You see, it's not my car.
You're not exactly purpose-built for the caravan circuit.
I'm like a fish out of water.
Oh, like a cat among pigeons, Brian.
Fancy your father making me stand up like that.
Mm. An Englishman's home is his caravan. He believes it, too.
Let's go back.
Hmm?
To the caravan. Now then, which one is it? God, the trouble is, they all look alike.
That's blasphemy.
It's near the showers, isn't it?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That was fascinating stuff there, Barney. just when we all thought it was safe to go back in the B-Day. Hey, everyone? Okay, quiet. Can I just remind everyone that you should be available at your caravan from 2:30 p.m. tomorrow to meet the judging panel. It's been decided that Harry Chambers, Harry, over there, and Roger Francis be the independent scorers, and that Barney and myself, as senior club members, assist, though purely in an advisory capacity. Right, very shortly, we've got Mabel Meadows, who's going to talk about hygiene and the mobile home. And I understand she's got some rather nasty slides, so if you're of a nervous disposition, or if you've got a phobia about finding fungus in your freezer facility, then you've got about 2 minutes to slip out quietly while Mabel organises her equipment. Ready when you are, Mabel.
Well, he might at least have said goodnight, Cap. Mr. Walker's probably very tired for us. Who can blame him if he decided to have an early night?
And where's Angela?
If I know Angela, she'll have her head in a book somewhere. Oh, here's Barney now.
Well done, Barney. That was a very interesting hour and a half.
I thought it went rather well, actually, yeah.
Anyway, I finally persuaded him by saying I'd take him to Paris for a week when I flogged the caravan.
And will you?
If I don't get a better offer, Angie.
And you really are leaving in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
They'll all be terribly disappointed, you know. And they might not let you slip away quite so easily.
I'll be off before they're awake. It's a pity, really.
Pity?
Well, it's just that I wouldn't have minded investigating, say, irrationalism with you.
Putting emotion and passion before reason. Good night, Brian.
Angie.
Hmm?
There's no coffee, but you can still come in for a minute. Hmm? Come on.
Oh, very impressive.
Very sophisticated, Angie. That's the consensus. Beautiful lined, classic finish. Oh, it's the only way to travel. God, Angie, you don't know where they keep the beds in here, do you?
Are there many romantics left in the North, Brian?
I've looked everywhere. In the brochure it says something about a Danette, but I don't even know what it...
Oh.
Amazing.
And there's your duvet.
I was going to have to sleep in the car.
Oh, that would never have done.
Dear, you don't fancy giving this a second opinion, dear?
I think the judging panel will do that tomorrow, Brian.
Ah, you've forgotten. I'm leaving in the morning. Come on.
Oh, that poor old Peter.
I'll leave him in the kitchen, eh? Oh, bloody hell. And as you can see, Angela, there's plenty of room for all the accessories you might care to put in the bloody kitchen area. Oh, hello, Mrs. Bentley.
Can I come in, Brian? It's just that everyone was wondering. Oh, Angela.
Angela was just having a little look round, Mrs. Bentley. She was very impressed, weren't you?
Oh, you know, Brian, Angela pretends not to take any interest in caravans now she's a philosopher, but deep down...
She's just like the rest of us, eh, Mrs. Bentley?
Just Brian. Oh, well, what a lovely evening we've had.
Mother, I think it's time we were getting back.
Oh, we're just going to bed.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, you will join us for breakfast, Brian.
Al fresco, Brian. Prime sausages, barbecue to your taste.
Angela.
Well, actually, I was hoping to be up bright and early.
Oh, I think we all will be, Brian. I have a feeling it's going to be quite a day for you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Bentley.
Good night, Brian.
On bed, on duvet. Good night, happy tourers.
Ryan?
Now what?
Ryan?
Mrs. Webster.
I hope I haven't got you out of bed, Ryan.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mrs. Webster,
Veronica. No, I was just passing, and I couldn't help wondering how you were settling in.
Oh, fine, fine, Veronica.
And you did promise to show me round sometime, didn't you?
Oh.
It's so beautifully warm. Take my coat, would you? I was ready for bed myself, so I just slipped it on. Over me nighty. And such a modern feel to the new Bluebird, Brian. I'm all for the modern approach. After all, you were really once. I've never slept in a Bluebird Mark V, Brian.
Neither have I.
Or the Dolphin class, a cruiser, the Hostess, Vitesse, and Concorde, and one heavenly evening in a Corniche. Oh, four challengers, three executives, an Osprey, countless GT Deluxe, but a twin-axled Mark V is just...
The total concept of caravan in luxury.
Another for my collection, Brian. Irresistible.
I could always sleep in the car, Mrs. Webster. It's a Ford Cortina. I've never slept in a Ford Cortina.
I like to establish a relationship with a caravan, don't you, Brian?
No, I saw the light was on, Brian, so I...
Mr. Bentley.
Veronica. Am I interrupting?
Oh, Mrs. Webster was just admiring the fittings.
Extraordinary, aren't they, Colin?
Oh, yes, absolute perfection. Look at the lines, the workmanship, the flair.
Have to be my coat, would you, Brian?
Mrs. Webster was just leaving, Colin.
Yes. Another time, Brian. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Webster.
Good night, Veronica. Oh, it's certainly a caravan for those who like to get the most out of life, Brian.
I was just going to bed myself, Colin.
Oh, then I'll leave you in peace, Brian. I already dropped in.
Yeah, to see how I was settling in.
That's it. Oh, and don't let Mrs. Webster get on top of you, lad. She's a very enthusiastic lady, as our Veronica, you know. Good night. Oh, 4:30.
Preparing to move off. Turn off gas cylinders. Close all windows. Right. Not forgetting toilet compartment, right. Shut all cupboards. Clear locker tops. Right. Once outside, fold up 4 corner steadies. Use jockey wheel to adjust caravan hitch. Take cover. What? Oh, take cover off ball hitch. Okay. Lock main caravan exit. Now, ensure that there are no obstructions underneath the caravan. Clear. 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 Colin!
Good morning, Brian. Up bright and early, eh?
I thought I'd just have a check around. You know, check a few things, Colin.
Oh, you can't be too thorough, can you, Brian? I never leave anything to chance.
No?
No, especially the night before the judging. There's so much at stake, eh?
Oh, of course, Colin.
Could have saved you the trouble, though. The night before any competition, Brian. It's battle stations for me.
Battle stations?
Top security. A man to guard all night. That way, Brian, they're as safe as houses.
You've been out here all night.
Now, this is easy to keep your eyes on 2 caravans as it is 1, eh?
Thanks.
Worth it in the long run, Brian. After all, they're like racehorses, aren't they? And look what happened to Shergar. Well, we're not going
to
let...
Would you like me to take over for a little while now, Colin? I mean, it's only fair if you've been out here all night.
You just put your head down for another couple of hours, lad. And don't you worry, Brian. I'm riding shotgun today. You can do the same for me sometime.
Thanks very much, Colin.
Oh, here was one who cried to thee for those in peril. Oh, okay.
Is that you, Brian?
Angie?
You're still here, then?
Am I? Do you realise I was under armed guard last night?
I should have warned you.
What?
It's always the same. Battle stations. Brian?
Hmm?
Did he catch you leaving?
Well, I wasn't going anywhere fast, Andrew. There's a bit more to using the jockey wheel to adjust the caravan hitch than meets the eye.
Does that mean you're stopping here now?
Yeah, it looks like it.
For very long?
What do you mean?
I couldn't help noticing that there were 3 pints of milk outside your door. Your fan club.
It's a good job the Bluebird's got a 2.5 cubic feet fridge facility, eh?
I'm glad you can see the funny side of it, Brian.
Mm, I'm not so sure Steve will.
His car?
Mm-hmm. He'll go spare. You'll be back, Andrew.
I'm on my way. Out.
Look, look, Andrew. I'll have to phone you again. Why don't we meet in the club? About 12 o'clock. We can have a drink.
Okay. Oh, you won't forget the barbecue breakfast, Brian.
I think I'll spend the morning in here, Andrew. I mean, there's nothing like getting your money's worth, is there?
Is something burning, Colin?
Bangers, Barney. Medium to well done, I'd say, just the way I like them.
Well, I'm glad someone turned up for breakfast. It won't be long.
That's my girl. Oh, yes, she remembered me all right, Barney. As soon as I walked in the shop, hello, 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 he said. Come to have a sniff at the luncheon meat, have we? Of course, I wouldn't be drawn. But he'd obviously read my report in Caravanner's World and cleaned up his act, too, I have to admit.
It just goes to show the power of the press, Colin.
Oh, yes, indeed, Barney. Especially if you've got a pair of roving reporters as dedicated as ourselves, eh? Yes, it takes somebody to put we two off the scent. Hey, Kath, are those sausages all right?
They're ready.
No, we don't miss much, do we? Investigative journalists, that's what we are.
So how about investigating a hot dog each?
Oh, yes, please, my little treasure.
I've already had something, Kath.
Oh, I'm sure you can manage a nibble, Barney.
We campaigners... Campaigners for the rights... No, for all within the caravan kingdom. That's us.
Very good at that, Colin.
Mm. Campaigners, rights, all caravan kingdom. CRACK. That's it, Barney.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we are?
Campaigners, Colin.
Yes, but... Kath, listen to this. Do you know what Barney and I are?
Oh, what's that, Colin?
We're crackers. Crackers, Kath.
Very, very good, Colin.
CRACK.
Hey, don't forget your drinks.
Huh? Oh, cheers.
Did you get through? Well?
Couldn't repeat it.
But it's not your fault.
But the way Steve sees it, it's not my car. You can't understand why I don't just stop it.
Why don't you?
I tried, didn't I?
See,
your father.
I don't think it's my father at all. I think you're after the Happy Tourers Club trophy secretly, Brian.
What? No chance. There's too much pressure in this caravanning life for me.
Pressure?
It was like Piccadilly Circus last night. Angie... Did you know that Mrs. Webster collects caravans?
Veronica?
Veronica likes to establish a relationship with a caravan.
I don't understand.
Well, she's a sort of caravan... Well, you know.
A groupie?
Mm.
You don't mean that last night she and you...
Mm-hmm. Your father rescued me. It was pretty bloody close, though. She's a very determined lady, Mrs. Webster.
Well, you're safe for the moment, Brian. They'll all be far too busy with the site feasibility survey.
What's all that about?
It's about laundrettes, water outlet pressure, TV reception, proximity to local places of interest. Dad's idea, of course. He gives the site an overall comfort count. Oh, then, of course, there's the caravan judging.
Oh.
What is it?
Look who's just walked in.
Christopher.
Well, let's go.
Go?
Back to the Bluebird. PC. You see, I rather get the impression that young Christopher's keeping an overall score on you and I this weekend. He's never been very far behind us.
Any general comments on the laundrette, Veronica?
How about clean, Cass?
I make it a medium wash and spin dry for around £1.50. How about... Invaluable for the long-stay caravaner.
Oh, whatever you like, Cass.
Yes. Yes, I think Colin would like that. Long stay caravana. Talking of long stays, Veronica.
Yes, Cass?
I heard you were visiting Mr. Walker last night. Late last night.
As a matter of fact, I did call him to the new Bluebird, yes.
Oh.
Oh, you know me, Cass. I can't resist a little peek into a new caravan. It's the unknown that fascinates me. Virgin territory. Like treading in fresh snow.
Really, Veronica? Right. Well, perhaps on our way to check the bus timetables, we might drop into the showers.
But isn't that Colin's responsibility, Cass?
Normally, Veronica, yes. But I'd just like to point out that it's possible to have a cold shower in there. Any time at all. And it's absolutely free. It's just a thought, Veronica.
Angie.
Hmm.
Do you know what your father said?
Hmm.
He said... He said that the Bluebird Mark V is the caravan for making the most out of life in.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He's right as usual, isn't he?
He's the expert, Brian. And it's very sophisticated, isn't it?
Oh, very.
Mm.
And I read in the brochure somewhere, it's designed for you to enjoy absolute comfort.
There you are then, Brian.
You know what, Angie? I'm beginning to wonder how on earth I managed without one all those years.
This way, team. Of course, I can't really comment on the next one, Harry, Roger, my very own Bluebird Mark IV. A classic. I know I can rely on you, Barney, though, to indicate one or two of the particularly exciting features.
Rather like you did with my adventure, eh, Colin?
Yeah, and of course not forgetting the deluxe barbecue facility, which we've already sampled, haven't we?
Okay, Harry. Roger, shall we go in?
You won't forget the 12-volt awning light, Barney.
No, Colin.
All the matching crockery and cutlery trays, my very own design.
Is this the judging panel, Mr. Bentley?
Indeed it is, Christopher. Under the guidance of your father and my good self, Harry and Roger will make individual assessments out of a possible 50. They then total the two together. That way there's no individual responsibility.
Oh,
great. Now, scrupulously fair, Christopher. It works on the same principle as in America when they have half a dozen hands on the electric chair switch so that no one knows precisely who threw the charge.
Will they be judging the Bluebird Mark V, Mr. Bentley?
Next, Christopher. Oh, yes, son. I'm looking forward to that very much.
Inside and out?
But of course.
Brian?
Each curtain in there is individually pinch-pleated, Barney.
Brian!
And the upholstery is figured Draylock.
It's my father.
Huh? I can't be.
Oh, dear.
Now what?
It's the judging panel. We're next.
Oh, bloody hell. We've got to get out.
We can't.
What?
He's right outside the door.
What are we going to do?
Shh. Is the door locked?
With a maximum security device specially designed for the Mark V. Is there a fire exit?
No.
What? Well, surely there has to be a fire exit. I mean, in case of...
Fire?
Or emergency. I think it's a bit much with the Bluebird Mark V, the most wonderful thing in the caravanning world since the...
Bluebird Mark IV?
Yeah. And here they come.
Just keep absolutely still.
What?
Shh. They'll just have to come back later.
You didn't forget the crystal water pump system, Barney?
No, Colin.
Or the matching scatter cushions? No, I mean, I know winning isn't everything, Barney, but at the same time, if the things aren't...
The Bluebird Mark V, then...
Oh, now we are in for a treat.
Mr. Walker doesn't appear to be in here at the moment.
No, exterior first. Aluminium chassis, Roger, that goes without saying. Independent suspension, Harry. Standard on the Bluebird nowadays. Wheel trim, naturally. Oh! Automatic reverse hitch. Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
Angie.
Double skin vented roof lights with their fly screen. It's quite beautiful.
Oh,
double
glazed
windows. That's funny. All the curtains are drawn. Acrylic body paint there. Twin 7-kilogram bottle carrier and an awning channel. Both sides. Yes. Oh.
All the curtains are drawn. Brian's keeping things very close to his chest. Perhaps he's left the door open for us.
No, he hasn't, Colin.
Oh, well, I suppose what we'll have to do is to come back later. After all, Brian does have until 4:30 to make the Bluebird available for inspection. It's just an oversight, I expect.
Of course, we will have to gain access to the interior, Colin. I mean, it is part of the HTC trophy regulation.
Yes, yes, Barney, I know all that. We'll simply have to come back. We can have a quick tour of the Vanguard over there. OK, Roger, Harry, I'm sure there's a very simple explanation.
Where are you going?
You heard them. They'll be back in no time.
So?
So, I'm off to the shower. I feel strangely safer in there.
I'll see you in the club tonight.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
What?
It's presentation night.
Oh, God. Hey, don't you hang about, will you?
I see they've finally got into your Bluebird Mark V. I mean, you were inside, weren't you? Or might it have been a little embarrassing if you'd opened the door, Mr. Walker? Of course, I knew Angela when she was a decent girl.
I think I've just about heard enough from you, Mr. Hereford Building Society. And if I were you, I'd start minding my own business.
Now, look here.
In you go.
Ow! Oh.
You've now got 1 minute and 52 seconds of steaming hot H2O.
What
is it? Time enough, I should think, for you to work out an excuse for looking like you will when you get back to your father's adventure as you look. You can have this one on me.
He slipped and banged himself in the shower, would you believe, Catherine? Since when, I asked, did you start showering with all your clothes on?
It might be worth asking Colin to test out the lubricity of the floor surfaces in the shower facility, Veronica. He's very keen on health and safety, you know. Then perhaps you ought to start paying a bit of attention to that of his daughter, Catherine.
Stop it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And so we come to the highlight of tonight's programme, the presentation of the Happy Tourist Clock Trophy for the best caravan of the meet. And here it is. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to thank our judging panel who did a marvellous job. Thank you, Roger and Harry. They have handed me these three envelopes. Inside are the secrets to the first three places, which I'm going to announce in reverse order. So without any more ado, in third place, with a very acceptable score of 81 points, are Pete and Daphne Owen. And their share of 81. And a very dapper little chevron that is too. Now, in second place, we have myself and Kath with our Bluebird Mark IV. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, thank you. Much appreciated. And the score of 89 points. But now, the moment we've all been waiting for, the winner of the Happy Tourist Club Trophy for Brenton is, yes, it's Brian Walker and the fabulous Bluebird Mark V.
Welcome, Brian. Off you go.
Off you go, Brian. Oh, we've done it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Can you make way? Step this way, Brian. And can I just say, as Brian makes his way forward, that he's achieved a new Happy Tourist Club record with an astonishing total of 97 points. Thank you. It gives me great pleasure to present the trophy to you, Brian. Just look after it, lad.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Just a few words, Brian. It is customary. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Oh,
well, thank you very much, Colin, the judges, and everyone. I don't really know what to say. Except, right. The Bluebird Mark V is the total concept of caravanning luxury, a new breed of caravan
It is a superb example of combining modern design and modern production with traditional values. Actually, the Bluebird has immediate eye appeal. Its subtle coach lining enhancing the distinctive profile and demanding a closer inspection. The remarkable Bluebird, it's got a front moulded panel which is curved and raised. It's got rounded corners and a lower air dam.
Sorry, don't worry, it'll come out. Right, has everybody got a glass?
More of our elderberry, Colin.
Champagne can. Nothing but the very best for tonight's celebration, okay? Barney.
Cheers. Colin, what about a toast?
Right you are, Barney. Come on, everybody, raise your glasses, please, and the toast to a famous victory. Well done, Brian. And now, Brian, it is customary for the winner of the HTC trophy to lead the rest of us in the victory waltz. So, if you'd like to choose a partner...
Oh, really, honestly, I'm not very...
Who's the lucky girl, then, Brian?
Oh, well, Veronica.
I should be delighted.
Could you just let Angela get past you, if that's all right with everyone?
Angela it is, then. Make way, everybody. Let the dog see the rabbit.
Veronica didn't look very pleased, Brian.
No.
Hell has no fury, you know.
Remind me to lock the door.
Your speech.
It's lucky I had the brochure in my pocket. They liked it.
You've made their weekend, you know that.
Just for a moment, though. I thought about telling the truth. But, well...
What?
Well, I could see all the faces beaming away, so I didn't.
You brought peace in the middle of a battleground.
Peace?
They're all usually fighting tooth and nail to get their hands on the trophy. But with you being here, there's been a sort of truce.
A truce, eh? And tomorrow, Angie?
It's back to Plato for me.
Oh, there you are. Oh, fancy leaving the trophy behind, Brian.
Thanks, Mr. Bentley. Now, I just thought you might be filling it up again with champagne. Don't you worry, I'll look after it.
I'm sure you will, Brian. Well, good night all. Don't you be late, Angela.
Good night, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, Brian, what will you be answering questions on tomorrow?
Questions?
In the HTC Mastermind quiz. We can't have the winner of the weekend trophy sitting it out, can we?
Brian
will answer questions on the new Bluebird, of course, Dad.
I was hoping you'd say that. Very appropriate, Brian. Well, good night. Some of us have a hard night ahead.
What does he mean?
He'll be up all night poring over the current manuals. He sets all the questions himself.
Angie, how am I supposed to answer them?
You just take your little brochure to bed with you and learn it off by heart. What could be more simple, Brian? Good night.
And you'll be scoring as usual, Barney.
If I can borrow your stopwatch, Colin.
Of course. And how about you and Veronica dropping round for a pre-quiz bite? You can help finish off the bangers.
Well, actually, Colin, I haven't had a civil word out of Veronica all morning.
Oh?
Well, it started last night at the dance. I mean, one minute she was all right, and the next, sobbing away and mumbling on about being humiliated and so on.
Oh, she's just disappointed, Barney. Mm-hmm. About the trophy. You see, you and I, well... We were realistic, but Veronica, well, perhaps she was clinging on to some faint hope of snatching it.
Do you think so, Colin?
I do. A very keen competitor is Veronica on the quiet. I've seen her in the past sizing up the opposition. Anyway, you come round. Bring Christopher. He likes his sausages.
I've sent him to look for a newspaper for his mother.
You don't mean there's no newspaper facility on site, Barney?
Not as far as I can see, Colin.
Oh, dear. This could well be a serious oversight. I'm glad you brought that to my attention, Barney. As you know, it's the little things like that on site that add up to the difference between, well, a very high rating and, say, merely average.
Who is it?
It's me, Angie. Are you all right?
Didn't sleep very well.
Is there something on your mind, Brian?
You know that truce you were talking about last night?
Mm.
Well, I have a feeling hostilities might well be resumed about 1 o'clock.
Not if you've done your homework, Brian.
Oh, I don't know, my bottle box from my double oven.
Well, let's see about that. Right. Now, what is the overall length of the Mark V?
What, five berths?
Yes.
In metres or feet and inches?
you're messing about.
Mm-hmm. 7.04 metres, or 23 feet 1 inch.
Exactly.
Oh, a fluke. Mm.
Name one innovation in the Bluebird Mark V which makes it unique in the current caravan range.
Ah, the cocktail cabinet with 6 fluted glasses and bottle mount.
Yes! Maximum headroom?
1.91 metres, or 6 feet 3 inches.
See? What significant improvement in the kitchen?
Oh. Now who?
It's the bloke from the bath.
Morning! I thought this must be yours. I recognised it from the photograph.
Photograph?
In the paper. Who was a bit of a celebrity then.
Celebrity?
Mm. Yeah, this is a super picture.
Well?
No! Bricky Bags Bluebird. Look!
Who's caught?
Mr. Walker, 23, an unemployed bricklayer, said, I'm over the moon. Ryan? Lucky Ryan, who had to borrow a friend's car to collect the prize, confided, to tell you the truth, it was the Paris trip I was really after.
Oh, wait until your father reads that. Oh, Angie, does it give the name of the couple who were runners-up?
Mr. and Mrs. J. Harvey from Oswestry Street.
Right, come on, mate. It's time you opened up.
So, you need a drink now, do you?
I need a telephone.
There you are, Christopher.
I had to walk miles to find a paper, ma'am.
Mummy, thank you.
Aren't you going to watch the mastermind quiz?
I most certainly am not. In fact, the sooner this weekend is over, Christopher, the happier I shall be.
And at the end of your round on single axle caravan since 1961, Harry, you have scored 40 points and no passes.
Well, Colin, Harry's 14 points are good enough to put him in third place. But at the moment, in the lead with 16 points is Daphne Owen. Now, can we have our final contestant, please? Name?
Brian Walker.
Specialist subject, Brian.
The Bluebird Mark V.
You have 2 minutes on the Bluebird Mark V starting from now. What facility is common to lockers near doorways in the Mark V?
Storage flat.
Correct. What is the maximum laden weight permitted?
1,300 kilograms or 25.600
weight. Correct. Who designed the crystal water system in the caravan?
That was Morrison Woodcock of Swindon.
Correct. What record was shattered by the new Bluebird in trials?
The Land's End to Johnny Groats record. The Mark 5 completed the 876 miles in 17 hours and 32 minutes?
Correct! Discounting mud flaps made two...
Who is this? Who is everybody?
Stop the podcast.
No, it's not now. It is. Look, it's all here in the paper. It's a scandal.
Order. Now, Veronica, what is going on, Angie?
What? Salam!
Have you got your bag, Angie?
Here, Brian, just like you said.
Did you leave a note?
I didn't know what to say. Brian.
Ready? Oh, God, get your head down, Angie. Down! Like this!
They kind of got far, Barney. Let's sprint out, everyone. Kath, you check the showers.
Right.
It's Barney, the caravan. And be careful. You know what they say about wounded animals?
Animals, Colin?
You know what I mean, Barney. Now, Kath, watch what you're doing. It might not be a pretty sight.
But I thought you rather liked it, Colin.
Sight, Kath. Not sight. No, Veronica. Christopher, I think you'd better look after your mummy. Take her inside. This is not for the squeamish. Now, keep calm, everybody!
Paris?
I've swapped the caravan for the second prize, love. I'm handing the keys over at a service station near Crewe.
Paris? But when, Brian?
Just as soon as we can get away. Don't get up, Angie, not yet. I've had enough of this caravanning fiasco, Angie.
We can't go on meeting like this, Brian.
Too bloody right, Angie. Any minute now.
I should have known all along. I should have known. But don't you worry. They won't get away with it. It can't be very far.
Behind the shop, Roger!
I've got the trophy, Colin.
I'll look after that, Barney. Naturally, there's bound to be an inquiry.
Naturally.
They're not in the showers, Colin.
As soon as they move away from the entrance, Angie.
I've brought Plato with me. You know, Brian. Exactly.
Oh, we'll soon polish him off. Then Aristotle. And then we'll have a go at the sceptics.
I think there's one or two of those round here, Brian.
What?
Sceptics.
Hey, you! Have you noticed anything funny going on?
Funny? Well, I suppose that rather depends on what you regard as the norm, if you see what I mean.
What on earth were you...
Of course, it's the reputation of the HTC that concerns me, Barney.
Of course, Colin. And the trophy.
Yes, well, there'll have to be a disciplinary hearing, Barney, and as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better.
Round here, everybody! We're going to hold an emergency!
Just a minute. Did you check the car?
The cortina, Colin. No,
Kath.
No, Colin.
That's it. That's it. Now or never. Start, please. Paris, here we come. You can sit up now, Angie.
Hi.
Yes, Angie.
What are we going to do about Steve?
Steve? Oh, Steve. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Angie. We'll send him a postcard.
That's just what we'll do.
I've brought you next month's Caravanner's World, Colin. Colin?
I've been thinking, Kath.
It's good to see the trophy back where it belongs, eh, Colin?
Pretty you can't say the same about Angela, eh?
I think I'll just give it a bit of a polish, Colin. Worthy winners, that's what we are. Not like that. Wonder where they've gone, Colin. I mean...
I've been thinking, Kath. I've been thinking a lot, Kath.
They just upped and went, eh, Colin?
Maybe it's time I hung up my tow bar.
What do you mean, Colin?
Hung up my tow bar, like footballers do with their boots.
Footballers? Where, Colin?
Wherever. Kathleen, I think it might be time for me and you, to call it a day.
Call it a day?
You see, you and me, we've been, well... We've been the stars in the caravan circus for a long time now. Ringmasters, that's what we've been, Kath. Top hats and all. I shouldn't want to end up a clown, Kath.
You'll always be my ringmaster, Colin. You know.
Take a look out that window, Kathleen. Tell me what you can see.
Well, all I can see is the Bluebird Mark V. Mr. Walker.
That's right, Kath. And do you know what?
Colin?
There's a lot more where that came from. Before very long, every site we go to, we'd have no chance left.
But, Colin, our Mark IV is very...
Adequate, Kathleen, adequate. No. Quit while you're ahead, that's what they say, isn't it, Kath? Pack up while you're winning.
Shall I start packing up, Colin?
I mean that we'll pack up for good. Now.
Colin?
No, it's too late, Kath. I've made my mind up. I've never liked second best, you know me.
What will we do, Colin?
Do?
What will we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do, Kath. We'll drop anchor. We'll drop anchor.
But, Colin, you drop anchor in a boat.
I didn't mean to say that... Boats...
I read a thing in Caravanner's World about boats, Colin.
In Caravanner's World?
On that page they have every month. It's something called Alternatives, I think.
Oh, I always skip that bit, you know me.
Long boats and narrow, with everything you could possibly want, Colin. Beds, cookers, built-in vanity unit.
Ah, a floating mobile home, Cap. Hey!
In An Englishman's Home by Ray Ball, Christopher Godwin was Colin, Bridget Forsyth, Kath, Piers Quigley, Brian, and Natasha Pine, Angela. Neville Barber was Barney, Meg Johnson, Veronica, and Simon Bleakley, Christopher. Peter Wheeler played Harry, Peter Rylands, Roger, and Lawrence Kenny, the barman. The play was directed in Manchester by Tony Clift.